This is an executive summary of term versus perpetual royalties, the 1031 like-kind distinction, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Imagine two royalty owners receiving identical monthly checks from the same field. One holds a perpetual royalty, the other holds a royalty that expires in 15 years. On the surface, the cash flow, the cost-free nature, the operator relationship, they look the same. But when each tries to do a 1031 exchange, they discover their interests are treated very differently. The perpetual royalty qualifies as like-kind real property and defers the gain, while the term royalty may be disqualified, taxed in full, because its finite duration makes it look more like a contract than real estate. This distinction, invisible on a check stub but decisive at exchange time, is one of the most important and least understood points in oil and gas 1031 planning. This guide explains what makes a royalty perpetual, why finite interests are at risk, and what can be done to preserve eligibility. A perpetual royalty is one that continues for the entire productive life of the minerals, with no fixed expiration date and no cap on the quantity or value of production it covers. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.